India today is holding the fourth and second to last phase of its parliamentary elections. Today's balloting is taking place in some of the country's most violent regions, including Kashmir. Also included is the home state of India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, who called for elections 6 months early. He's hoping to capitalize on a strong economy and improving relations with arch-rival Pakistan. The largest exercise of democracy in the world is staggered over 3 weeks, with results due on May 13th. Indian election officials have tried to make the process more efficient this year. For the first time, an entire national election will be cast on electronic voting machines. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Elections in India are a massive operation. Almost half of the population is illiterate. The vast majority lives in rural areas. Nevertheless, 55% to 60% of Indians usually turn out to vote. To prevent double voting, election officials stamp an indelible black ink mark on the forefinger of every voter after they've cast their vote. But now they hope to simplify the process by using electronic voting machines.
These are much easier to cast your vote on than the traditional ballot paper.
N.H. Jha is India's Deputy Election Commissioner.
Once you press a button, your vote is recorded. So even for an illiterate voter, as long as he recognizes the symbol of the candidate, he just has to press the button next to it.
Before polling began, India's Election Commission launched a huge public awareness campaign to prepare voters to use the machines. In this government-sponsored TV ad, villagers frolic around a jolly-looking man with a voting machine strapped to his chest that villagers can practice on. In a country where rumor and superstition are often interchangeable with fact, many were actually afraid of the machines. There were reports of political workers telling illiterate voters that they would get an electric shock unless they pressed the button for a certain party. Despite rumors like that, voting seems to be going well. So far, there's been less violence than usual and a fairly high voter turnout. In this rural polling booth in India's most populous and politically important state, Uttar Pradesh, voter Nirmala Singh said she found the machine easy to use.
It's better than ballot paper. Just go and press the switch and work is done. This is very clear. First time I use it.
But Shada Devi, a laborer's wife who walked for half an hour across the fields to cast her vote, wasn't so happy with the process.
I came to vote because everyone else did. I voted for the party everyone in my area is voting for. But what difference will it make? Here they have electronic voting machines, but in my house, I don't even have electricity or water.
Election officials say the machines limit the invalid votes and make it more difficult to rig votes by stuffing ballot boxes. But there have been accusations of voter machine fraud in more than one state, and other problems of India's electoral process still remain. Political parties continue to bribe voters with money and liquor. Dozens of candidates contesting the election hold criminal records. And for voters like Shada, India's modern voting machines starkly highlight the growing divide between the high-tech rich and the rural poor. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.